For the past 3 years, those interested in the medical use of stem cells, along with the potential economic benefit, have congregated at big-name research universities like Stanford and Harvard. This September, the top minds and deep pockets will meet in Madison for the annual summit. As many as 1,000 researchers, investors, and advocates are expected at an event organized by the Genetics Policy Institute. Executive Director Bernard Siegel predicts that in 20 years, stem cells might drastically change how medicine is practiced.
Stem cells are not only going to be used as a tool to discover the root causes of disease, it will be a tool used for drug discovery, and eventually one day maybe we'll see it for cell therapies as well, not for treating diseases and medical conditions with drugs and not treating them with surgery, but with cell therapies.
This year's summit in Madison coincides with the 10-year anniversary of James Thompson's initial embryonic stem cell discoveries. The UW-Madison researcher will discuss his latest breakthrough, getting ordinary skin cells to act like embryonic stem cells. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.